The crowd is going well. A sizable crowd here. His son, Michael Jr., waiting for him at the finish line, as well as his wife, Maggie. And he has crossed over. His dog's pretty healthy, getting a hug. And Mike Williams Sr. is no rookie to the Iditarod. This is his 15th run. He's also run the Kuskokwim 300 over 20 times. Let's see if we can talk to him.
We are live on KYUK. Everybody in the Bethel region can hear you right now. They're listening for your finish. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's good to be here. It's been a long trip, and but I decided to really enjoy it as much as I enjoy dog mushing, and I love it. The challenge is there.
It's your 15th time racing. Anything new this year?
Something new has happened, and me and my son decided to run the race, and it took a little toll on the family, but it's a mushing that that really made us do it. And you know, it's not my fault. I blame it on the dog. And I look at these dogs, and they want to run, and they deserve to run the race like the Iditarod, and they deserve to run the race.
Now, you were running pretty close with your son there for a while. Were you guys talking?
We don't talk very much. He just, a word here and there, but I just kicked him out of her own. And now I didn't see him again. So.
Yeah, well, he finished in 23rd position.
Yeah, congratulations to all of them and the champion. And I'd like to thank all the Iditarod Trail Committee and all the vets for doing such a great job out there, and the people along the trail, volunteers, and it was just great. A great race again.
You say great, great race again, and we've heard that it was a little bit challenging this year. Lots of water, lots of deep snow, and then lots of wind. But you call it great.
Yeah, part of it, and but overall, it's one of the better trails that I've run.
What was the biggest challenge this year?
Well, the biggest challenge were my leaders. You know, they're all retired leaders, and they have their own ways, and like me, stubborn.
Now, of course, you know, I'll probably be asking you, how do you feel about running it again? I know before the race we talked about possibly a book, writing a book after the race this time. Do you see yourself on the runners again?
Well, I'm thinking of writing a book, and, you know, I've seen people like Jim Lanier and others writing books and their memories and the trail, and I just thought I'll just put my thoughts on in words, and to possibly do a semi-biography.
So you might be watching your son from the sidelines next year?
I'll train and help along, and hopefully if ITC needs extra help, I'm ready to help as a volunteer in any capacity. Feed, scoop the poop, and do whatever it takes to make sure that the mushers are safe and happy and supported.
I want to make sure nobody else has questions in English. I'd like an opportunity for you to talk to the Yupik listeners back home, Yupikton, unless somebody else wants to ask something in English.
Could I ask one? Mike, you're such an inspirational figure to so many listeners in the Western Alaskan region. What type of advice would you have to a young person who's looking to getting into mushing?
Well, I think they have to take care of themselves to be drug free, and you have to be in school, study hard, work hard, and stay ahead, and so you can have extra time to do the mushing. And that's my advice, and I'm glad I had Junior, when he was a young boy, do that. He did his work ahead of time, so he would have time to take care of the dogs and train the dog. That's advice.
Thank you, Mike. So I tune for people listening back home in the Bethel region.
Yeah, Kuya Uksugiakan ka U20 Amta 20 Jingu Masin ka Kwani Imuching Nakhani Biluta Winga Kamaksu Kutinakas Unakwani I did a Dakuman Nariguliku Pishu Tamam Nuka Kuya Uksugiakan Tamas. Pichak kim kasu rain no one to pick up now
thank you Mike. Mike Williams Senior, the 45th mission service I did drop. He is getting his gear checked and posing for a photograph. Giving a hug to an old friend. His big dogs, they're taking a rest, laying down, snacking, getting some photographs. So Mike Wooden Sr. finished his 15th Iditarod in good form, hugging some family and squirrel bars. Seems to be happy to be at the finish line. Reporting live from the Borough Barch on Front Street, I'm Eva DeWatt.